From the WBOC Newsplex in Salisbury, I'm Jacqueline Carley, and here's the latest news from all over Delmarva. Prosecutors in New York have charged a man with murder in the fatal shooting of UnitedHealthcare's CEO. Luigi Nicholas Mangione is being held without bail in Pennsylvania after he was arrested and arraigned on gun, forgery, and other charges Monday. He is expected to eventually be extradited to New York. Mangione was spotted and reported by a McDonald's employee in Altoona. Parkside High School in Salisbury is closed today due to a burst water pipe nearby. The city of Salisbury reportedly shut off the school's water service while crews work on a repair. Officials say to look for updates on their social media pages later today with hopes of returning students to school tomorrow. And a new tribute in the Georgetown Fire Company to Thomas Berry III, the firefighter who died while helping others this past August. A tree made out of fire hose and draped with Berry's gear and an American flag. Chief Mark Rogers says the department will never forget the legacy of a man they not only call a hero, but a brother.
The fire service is just like a family. We argue, but the next minute when the siren goes off, we have each other's back.
Chief Rogers said plans are in the works for several other tributes, including a plaque preserving Berry's gear and a monument at the Georgetown Station. From the Newsplex, I'm Jacqueline Carley.